We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas ha-shir sho-yoyim r'malak rabonois. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why, during the time that the sacrifices were being brought in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Levim were singing. K'alidei ha-korbonois mizbarer ha-medamakanal. Because as we learned earlier, one of the main goals in bringing the korbonos in the Beis HaMikdash is this birur ha-medame, this fixing up of the medame. We said that medame represents the lowest level within the intellect of a person. That part of the brain that's associated most easily with olam hazeh, with taivas roes, midas roes, all of those things. Vaydezeh zoichen l'shir hanal. And we had learned that when a person accomplishes the Birur HaMedame, then they're zoiche to that special song of the future, Shehu Iker HaTikun, which is the main perfection. U'mishom nimshach hashir shehoyu alviyem oimur Beis HaMikdosh. And it's from that special song of the future that the Levim who sang in the Beis HaMikdosh drew their song. Paragraph Yud Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring this whole discussion back to our topic of writing a Sefer Torah. V'zeh b'chinas k'sivas ha-Sefer Torah b'kone u'bidyoy shochor daika. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why a Sefer Torah is written with that special pen, that special quill, and with black ink. Ki ikar haksiva hu levarer hamedame alidei b'chinas ruach nevua shebe-Sefer Torah k'dosha. Because the main reason why we're writing a Sefer Torah is to fix up the medame through the ruach nevuah that's found in the Torah. We mentioned that the Torah, the essence, the basics of the Torah is the Aseres HaDibros, which corresponds to the 10 levels of nevuah, prophecy. V'haruach nevuah nimshach me'atfila b'b'chinas din shel ha'bal koyach. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likut Imran that how does one bring prophecy into the world through the special tefillah of the tzaddik? The tefillah which is bebechinas din, an unusual type of tefillah where it's not the normal type of tefillah, the standard type of tefillah, which is chesed, rachamim, but rather this is a tefillah bebechinas din. Shehu bechinas matei oiz sheboi kora moishes hayam. One symbol of that tefillah b'b'chinas din is the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used to split the Red Sea, that he struck the sea. He didn't plead. It wasn't rachmim, rachmonas, like tefillah usually is. But the Torah says, Hashem said, I want you to strike the sea. That's related to this tefillah b'b'chinas din. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, ato foirarto be'ozcho yom. You crumbled the sea with your oiz, with your strength, gvura. Kimavoyer shom heitev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very well over there in Torah Ches, in Likutei Moran Tanina. V'ze b'chinas hakone v'hakolmus, sheboi kois v'nes ha-sefer Torah. And this is directly related to the pen and the quill that the sofer uses to write the Sefer Torah. Ki hakone v'hakolmus, because the quill, the pen that the sofer is using to write the Sefer Torah corresponds exactly to the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used to strike the sea. We know that the Torah is referred to as a sea. It's called the Yam HaChochma. Kama shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, u'begolusa kadmo. When it came to the earlier exile, when the Jews were in Egypt, b'mata diloch boza yama, with your stick, Moshe Rabbeinu, you split the sea. U'begoluso basro, whereas when it comes to the final golus, when the Jews are going to be awaiting the coming of Moshiach, when it's going to come to taking us out of the final golus, b'kona diloch, with your pen, de'ihi kulmuso, which is referred to as a kulmus, boza yama doiraisa, you're going to split open the sea of Torah. וזהו בחינס כסיבס כל הספורם הקדושים שהו תורת הלכתוב כולו משם איס לאסס לשם איפר תרסך. This is also tied in to the incredible change that's taken place in Klal Yisrael in the past 1,000 years or more, from when it became permission, when it became permitted to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh. The rabbis learned this out from the pasuk Eis Laso Eis Lashem Heferu Torah Secha, that there are certain times of emergency when we have to do something for Hashem, which allows us to push aside the rules of the Torah, meaning that there was a rule in the Torah that Torah Shebaal Peh should remain oral, but the rabbis saw that if they stick to that rule, chas v'shom, the Jews are not going to make it through the Golus, and therefore they learned out from Psukim that Hashem's Rotzai now is that we override that rule and we actually write the Torah Shebaal Peh. And from that time, there have been hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, of pages of Torah Shebaal Peh that's been written down by the Tanoim and the Amoroim and the Rabbonim Savoroim and the Goinim and the Rishonim and Achroinim, and it's still going on today. Every minute, there's new Sforim coming out, new commentaries on the Torah. Kemoishom Rabbi Senzal, as our rabbi said, Ki Iker Hagula Tluya Bozeh. Because the main thing that's going to bring about the redemption of the Jewish people from this exile that we're in today is Livkoya Yam HaChochmo Al Yedei HaKulmus HaKoseves Sifrei Emes Kanal, to split, just like when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, the grand finale was the splitting of the sea, so too, in order for us to go out of the Golus that we're in today, it's going to require the splitting open of the sea. Which sea? The sea of Torah, the sea of knowledge, which is being done by the pens that are writing all the true Sforim, all the proper kosher Sforim of Torah. V'alkein koisven daika b'dyoy shochar, and this is why we use specifically black ink to write the Sefer Torah, shehu tachlis hatzimtzum, b'chinas din. Black represents the epitome of givura, tzimtzum, din. Because again, this writing of the Torah corresponds to that stick, that powerful stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used to perform those miracles with. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that stick is symbolic of this tefillah bebechinas din. So we're looking for din, we're looking to use a din of Kiddusha here. Ki ikar haksiva levarer hamedame kidei lizkois lemuna shlema. Because the main reason why we're writing the Sefer Torah and why we're writing all of these Sforim is to sort out the Medameh in order that we could be zeichet to real solid faith. Lahamin bechidish oilam kanal, to believe in everything, especially the most important thing, that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. V'hamedameh she'al yodoi hu emuna hagdoisha hu bechinas Tachlis Tzimtzum HaSechel. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Medame from which we want to bring forth a pure faith in Hashem, that Medame is referred to as Tachlis Tzimtzum HaSechel. The Medame is the darkest part of our Sechel. It's the least lit up part of our Sechel. It's the most gashmi part of our Sechel. Because the Medame, the Sifrei Kabbalah explained to us that Medame represents the lowest possible part of the Seichel. No, Seichel is light. This is the part of the Seichel that's least lit up, that's the darkest part of the Seichel. Ki yodua, as is known, umuvan shubechina shachris, and therefore it's understandable that that's referred to as darkness or blackness, bechinas shchoirani v'noava, just like the shechina, when it's on a very low madrega, the shechina says I am black, and I am beautiful, ki ikar hanoi v'hapeir shemafarana mishapchinu maharanoi says borach. Hudaiko al yedei zeh hashachrus vatzimtzum shel hamedame, because the main beauty of the fact is that we're praising Hashem and glorifying Hashem from the darkness, from the tzimtzum of this medame, she'al yodoy emuna gdoisha, through which we come to emuna, faith. V'chol hisgalus kvoid hadar malchusoy, and the whole revelation of Hashem's malchus and glory, shehu ikar hanoi v'hayoyfi shel kol hoylam, which is the main beauty of the entire world, hu al yedei zeh, comes about through this birur hamedame. Dehainu al yedei hatzadikei emes shezoichan b'chinas ruach nevo amitis, it's accomplished through the true tzaddikim, who are zeichet to real prophecy, real genuine prophecy, ad shemevararin hamedame shel kol hamiskaven aleim, to the point where these tzaddikim are able to purify and clarify the medame of all of their constituents, all of their talmidim, all the people that come to them. And that's how they're all zeichet to real solid emuna. Through which we're zeichet to really glorify and give the greatest respect possible to Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Ches at the end, Shekol ha-to'orim v'hashvochim heim bebechinas hamedame, that all the different titles and praises and names, nicknames that we use for Hashem, they are all related to medame. They're all associated to medame. Because the word medame means imagination. The word medame also means to compare. To compare. So when we're using these different names and adjectives to describe Hashem, these are all coming from that same source called medame. Ki bipnimis hamoyach, because if we refer to the inside of our brain, within real seichel, hu yizborach mufshat mikol hashvochim vatorim, Hashem is totally removed from all names and titles and adjectives and praises. All of them have almost no kesher to Hashem whatsoever. In other words, if we want to look seriously at Hashem, if we want to look honestly at Hashem with our real clarity of mind, we will conclude that there is no way to refer to Hashem. Hashem has no name, and Hashem has no shape or form, and any praise that we use about Hashem is nonsensical just about, because what are you talking about? You know, as if you want to praise the human being, wow, he's such a great guy. He's a billionaire. You know, as if you say about a certain person, wow, he's such a great guy. He's so rich. He has thousands of dollars. And then you find out afterwards that the guy was a billionaire. You realize, wow, could you imagine what I said? I was telling people that he has a couple of thousand dollars. That's the most insulting thing I could possibly say about him. So too, lahavdil about Hashem, if we want to say about Hashem that Hashem is kale, Rachum, Chanun, all of those adjectives that we use to describe Hashem, if we're talking seriously, if we're going inside, we know that this is all a joke. You know, all of these adjectives are simply limiting Hashem. We're confining Hashem because Hashem is way above anything we can imagine or anything we can put into any words at all. So therefore, all the titles and praises that we use about Hashem are coming from medame. They're coming from the lowest possible place of intellect. You understand? On the lowest level, we're referring to Hashem, and we're trying to be able to put Hashem into some kind of picture or form. Whereas we recognize that if we were talking from our pnimius haseichel, if we were talking from our true intellect, in our highest place of intellect, we realize that there are no words to describe Hashem. There are no words, no titles, no adjectives. Nothing possibly describes Hashem in any adequate way, and certainly doesn't compliment Hashem in any adequate way. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'osur liga b'sefer Torah oroim b'li levush hamitpachas. With this, we'll also understand the halacha that a Jew is not allowed to touch with their fingers, with their hands, the parchment of the Sefer Torah. If you need to touch the parchment, you have to use a cloth or something else. L'hoyrois, this is to teach us, she'etzem ha-Torah ha-Kdoisha, that the essence of the Torah itself, she'klula bo Yisborach, which is Hashem, ki'hu achdusa Yisborach, because the Torah is one with Hashem, ein lanu bo shum negia mamoshis biodeinu chas v'shom. We can't touch it whatsoever with our hands. It's totally intangible, you know. Ve'ein lanu shum tfisa b'ha-Torah k'doisha. We have no understanding, no real understanding, no real grasp of the Torah. Kiim derech kama levushin. Only via all kinds of cloaks, you know, via all kinds of dressings and different things, you know, different subsidiaries and all kinds of sub things, which give us some kind of a watered-down access to the Torah. Shekol zeh hu bechinas ubiyad hanaviim adame. All of this whole concept is included in the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there, where Hashem says, ubiyad hanaviim, and in the hands of the prophets, adame, meaning shepirusha. What that pasuk means to say is, shehu yisporach medame atzmoi, al yedei hanaviim bekamo dimyoinois, that Hashem kaviyochel lowers himself, he shrinks himself, and he allows himself to be put into physical terms, or he allows himself to be seen via physical images, kidei sheniska leida mimenu yisporo, so that we should be able to have some kind of concept as to how to relate to Hashem. Because if not for that, then we have no way at all to relate to Hashem or to talk about Hashem whatsoever. So kaviyochel Hashem, with his infinite kindness, even though he is totally non-physical and non-descriptive, there is no language in the world by which human beings can describe Hashem or can pray, and certainly can praise Hashem. But Hashem, with his infinite kindness, allows us, he grants us permission, you know, to allow us to refer to him using words and using adjectives, using descriptions, so that we should be able to have some kesher. Shezeu bechinas biror hamedame hanal. This is the concept of biror hamedame that we mentioned before and that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. Shaideze ikr hu emuna hanal. Whereby Rabbeinu Zal said, through biror hamedame, you get to emuna. V'chol hadimyoinois, and all of the figures, all the imaginations, all the different ways by which we attempt to refer to Hashem and describe to Hashem and compare Hashem to different things that we can relate to, heim bechinas levushim kaviyochel kedua. That's all garments. That's not Hashem himself. It's the garments. Lahavdil. If we were speaking about, let's say, the sun, S-U-N, and we would want to have ways to be able to look at the sun or to be able to describe the sun, we know that looking at it directly is impossible. It's blinding. It's harmful. It's painful. And if we do it for a few seconds, all we're going to see is black. So we know that the people that are knowledgeable in this area, there are different filters that they can use and different lenses and different other things by which we're able to look at the sun. But again, once we're looking through those filters, we know that what we're seeing is a very watered-down version of the sun. We're not looking at the sun. We're looking at different watered-down and blocked, you know, and refined and filtered and refiltered and refiltered versions of what the sun looks like. Lahavdil. When we study about Hashem, and even when we use the terminology that the Torah gives us to describe Hashem, the 13 attributes of kindness, all of this, we need to know also that these are all lenses. These are all levushim. That's not describing the essence of Hashem, because the essence of Hashem cannot be put into any words. It's something that's way beyond languages are incapable of describing or, you know, relating to it at all. It's just that Kaviyochel, Hashem has given us permission and he's given us these ways by which to lower the light and lower it and lower it and be mitzamtzem, constricted more and more so that we can relate to it. And again, we can relate to it via emunah, by believing in it. Not that we're saying we understand Hashem, we see Hashem, we believe in Hashem. Aval osur liga biyodayim gashmiim be'etzem haTorah, whereas al pi halacha, you are not allowed to touch the parchment of the Torah with your physical hands, ki haTorah bi'atzma mufshetes migashmi senekanal, because the Torah itself is completely, you know, apart from physical. It is something non-physical. Even though, what do you mean it's not fair? Look, it's parchment, it's ink, it's physical ink. No. Once it's written, Bikdusha Sefer Torah, once you complete it, this is an unbelievable spiritual thing. And therefore, we're not allowed to touch it. Touching it would chas v'shalom get us to forget, to be fooled by its appearance. The fact that it looks physical, it looks like it's a piece of parchment with ink, you know, it looks like any other piece of parchment, but it's nothing like that. This is a spiritual thing. This is Hashem in a very watered down form, you know, in a shrunken, limited form. Ve'ef shalinak mimeno kiyim al yidei kama levushim. And therefore, it's impossible for us to receive from the Torah unless we go through these intermediaries, like these levushin, these garments, these lenses, these different things that shrink it and lower it to a point where we can have access to it. Paragraph Yud Gimel, V'al kein koisvin al gabi or behema v'chaya daika, and this is also why the Sefer Torah is written on the hide of an animal. Because again, the hide of an animal is something super duper gashmi. It's a behema, not just a behema. We're not talking about the brains of behema. We're talking about his backside. The hide of an animal. That's what we're writing a Sefer Torah on. That's showing that we're going into super tzimtzum. We're going to the bottom of the bottom. We're going to the most gashmi place. Tachlis tzimtzum hamedame, vayde hakone imad yoi shekoisvin alavoisis haTorah Kedoshah, and through that pen and that ink with which we're writing the letters of the Torah on that animal hide, shehem b'chinas ruach nevuah, the pen and the ink are shining prophecy into that parchment, mamish the words of Hashem. Through that, we are purifying and sanctifying and elevating that animal hide, that medame. We're purifying it. And therefore, this is a perfect example of birur hamedame, where you take medame, which is the lowest element, and you refine it, you elevate it by shining spirituality into it. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us, through this process of Birur Hamedame, you're zoichet to Nevuah, you're zoichet to Emunah, you're zoichet to all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina.